This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Until now, defense lawyers in the Boston Marathon bombing trial have had relatively little to say. But that changes today as the defense begins making its case to spare convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev from the death penalty. Convincing jurors that life in prison is a more appropriate sentence was a challenge also faced by Northampton lawyer David Hoos. He succeeded in persuading a jury not to impose the death penalty on Kristen Gilbert, the Northampton nurse convicted in 2001 of murdering four patients at a veterans hospital. David Hoos joins us now for his perspective on the Tsarnaev trial. Good morning.
Good morning.
How persuasive do you think the prosecution has been in making its case for capital punishment here?
Well, I think that the prosecution's case is largely based on emotion. That's unfortunate because we're not supposed to make decisions based on emotion. But the vast majority of what they have going for them is called the victim impact evidence. And the courts have, of course, put very strict limits on what can and cannot be done. Probably the easiest one to articulate is that people are not allowed to get on the stand and give their opinion as to what the appropriate sentence would be. But nonetheless, this story that is told by the survivors and the victims of this horrific crime, it is gut-wrenching, one cannot help but be emotionally affected by it.
But isn't the defense also going to appeal to emotion here to say that, hey, this was a misguided kid who was otherwise okay but was under the influence of his late older brother?
Well, I wouldn't call that emotion in the same way. Certainly, we are going to hear a lot about that. There's going to be an effort to contextualize this young man's life. We're going to hear about his youth, the theme that the defense team has sounded right from the earliest moments of this trial, that he's under the influence of an older brother who was radicalized. He may have been mentally ill. He may have been violent. We may hear from cultural experts or certainly family and friends about the role that Tamerlan played in Mr. Tsarnaev's life. So I don't consider those things to be emotional appeals. I mean, ultimately, this whole business, I suppose you can characterize as based on emotion, but certainly the defense team is going to be emphasizing that this is an individual moral decision for each of those 12 people.
What do you think the defense can do to demonstrate mitigating factors? We know that there are some Tsarnaev family members here who are expected to testify. How do they counter what's going on here and make their case?
We're going to hear a lot of, I suspect, from family members and friends, which will demonstrate what we've all had hints at, that this kid may have committed a horrific terrorist act. But he's also, at other times, he's just kind of a normal, goofy college student. And I think also a big part of what the defense team will likely do here is to put on some evidence to show that there is an alternative here, that a life sentence really means a life sentence in the federal system, that if he is given a life sentence, he will go to a very stark, a very grim environment, a place that the former warden has called a clean version of hell.
It's the facility in Colorado.
That's ADX, which is the Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. And at least for the foreseeable future, that's where he will be. And I'm sure that the defense team is going to emphasize that there are alternatives to taking this young man's life.
Even if the jury does sentence Jahar Tsarnaev to death, it would be a long time before that might ever happen. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. I think as a society, we have a certain amount of squeamishness about it, which leads us to wanting to be sure. And to be sure, there are a number of levels of appeal that we have to go through, and that takes time. I don't think anyone, even those who support the death penalty, want it to be imposed in an arbitrary or unfair manner.
Northampton defense lawyer David Hoos, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Very welcome.